And I see hope in her smile. I will sail the seas of time with love as a friend of mine.
Oh, dear, oh.
Breath of life is in her kiss, and a million stars touch my lips. I will fly. With love as a friend of mine.
You are listening to Birth of a New Earth Radio. My name is Janice Barcello, and I'm going to be your host for this amazing show because you are ready to know the truth. You are ready, and it is time. I am so pleased to be joining the staff here at Republic Broadcasting Network and thrilled to be a part of this incredible audience. And thank you so much for having me. I want to say that we are totally listener supported here at the network, and we would so appreciate if you would send donations to keep us going. We're not going to find this information in places that are being supported by the quote-unquote elite. So please do support this station to keep the information flowing. So again, my name is Janice Barcello. For those of you who don't know me, I have a background in working with victims of early trauma, trauma that happens in the womb and during childbirth, and in the earliest stages of their lives. So I have been committed to trying to see to it that babies can enter this world in the most gentle, loving, and conscious way, and to help the parents prepare for that, because we are living within a system that is so dark that it seeks to snatch the energy of the babies as they are coming into this world through what is called prenatal care and hospital births. There are so many satanic rituals taking place through the medical establishment, as I'm sure many of the people that listen to RBN already know. Things like vaccination that are taking so many innocent lives right now, and what they're doing to pregnant women and to their babies as they're trying to come into this world is 100% evil. And so I thought I would start this new show by talking about a book called My Body is a Big Fat Temple by a woman named Alina Dillon. Now, this book is about her experience with pregnancy and childbirth. And apparently this book was mentioned in an article in a newspaper in Southern California. A friend of mine read the article about this book and decided to buy the book, and then reached out to me and said, you have to read this book. And so she bought me a copy of the book, and I read it, and I said, this is a very good book for me to point out exactly what I am talking about in terms of the things that are happening with pregnancy, with parents, you know, what mothers are doing, and what's happening to the babies. So before we get started, while we're talking about books, I do want to say that while this book was mentioned in a Southern California paper, it was only mentioned because the information coming through this book, called My Body is a Big Fat Temple, is supportive of the dark agenda. So those that control the media are the same creatures that control the medical establishment. And what this creature, Alina Dillon, has written supports their agenda of having women think disgusting thoughts about their own babies, having women go through disgusting, horrifying, extremely damaging rituals during pregnancy and childbirth, and having this poor child emerge into this world in a setting that is so evil, and with parents who clearly do not have a capacity for love, which means this child does not have a capacity for love either. So it's an intense book, and while this book gets a mention in, you know, a mainstream publication in Southern California, all of my books have been banned by Amazon. In February, every one of my books, I've written three books, were banned by Amazon. It's taking me months to try to get these books back into paperback form. It was just 3 or 4 days ago, through a very kind donation from a friend, that I was able to get to order 100 copies of my birth trauma book. So for those who have been waiting, I get a lot of emails. People are waiting for the birth trauma book. It's coming. It's going to be here. They should be here very, very soon. But I'm only going to have 100 copies to start. So if you want copies of my birth trauma book, please get to my website or email me at JaniceBarcello@yahoo.com. Let me know you want a copy of the book. The price of the book is going to go up to $29.99 because we've had to pay a lot of money to get these books printed, and I'm going to need more money to keep them in circulation. The other good news is that I had a communication from a publisher just last night, and these are also friends who are publishers, but they, you know, their fees are quite high, and I couldn't afford to pay their fees to get the book published. But they're willing to work with me financially and have decided that they want to support the effort to get my books out into the world. And so all three of my books will be back in circulation thanks to these good people who have decided to support me in the best way they can financially to move this forward. So, yeah, when people are telling you the truth through what they write and what they speak, you're going to, I mean, I have experienced more censorship than most people I know. I've been banned from almost every single social media site. I think the only one that I'm still on right now is Gab. And I also have a Telegram channel, but I don't really go to social media anymore. All my communications are done through email. But I have been banned, you know, PayPal, Google, you name it. They have tried everything to keep me quiet. But I'm going to keep going because the information I share is important. Before we move on talking about this book that I mentioned, I also want to say that I have a dear friend in North Idaho who recently passed over. She was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and 2 months later, she was gone. And this is right now, her memorial is happening right at this minute. So I want to just honor Mary Bannon and send my love to her on the other side, and the sadness that all of those in the North Idaho community that knew her are feeling for her and her husband. Her son, who was an opioid addict, as so many young adults are these days, also passed within days of her passing from an opioid overdose. So that was a lot of tragedy to occur, especially for Mary's husband. And I want to send love to him too, and to everybody that's involved. And just to speak briefly, that brain tumors just don't happen naturally. Most of the time they're caused by cell phones. In this case, Mary did not have a cell phone. Mary had a smart meter on her house. She had no wireless devices in her home because she was aware of the danger and extremely sensitive, but lived in a part of the United States where the electric company and the Utilities Commission refused to take off that toxic meter. And it wasn't long before Mary was gone, because those meters are deadly. And I myself almost died in 2018 after exposure to a smart meter on the house combined with the solar system. That'll be a talk for another day. I have a lot of information. I've written two books, you know, one about ultrasound and one about wireless devices. I've got a lot of information about these radiation emitting technologies and the disgusting, evil energy that is blasting at us to kill us, to make us infertile, to destroy our organs, to destroy our neurological system, to cause heart attacks and blood clots and all the things that are being associated right now with COVID or with the COVID jab. And I'm going to stress very, very vociferously that the COVID jab is killing people because these people have been injected with a wireless operating system that self-assembles once it gets into the body. And that wireless operating system has turned these people into walking wireless receivers and transmitters. And it's not going to be long before they go down from the very symptoms that are associated with radiation sickness. So all these things they're telling you are COVID. It's not COVID. There's no virus. It's radiation sickness, friends. And I could spend hours talking to you about this and document it, you know, through all kinds of research that shows what radiation does to the body. But this is what's happening. And at the same time that they're jabbing everybody with this toxic technology, they're turning up that dial on the towers. Okay, and you better believe we are going to see mass death happening because of the combination of people being injected with the technology and people having these technologies all over their house and thinking it's perfectly safe. It is not safe. Not a single wireless device is safe. They are all causing harm. And normally our pets are going to be the first one to go down, then our children, okay, and then us. Because the smaller the body, the deeper the radiation penetrates into the body. And the sicker people are going to become. You can only be exposed to this radiation for so long before you're going to go down. Okay? And in the case of Mary, okay, who for years had nothing, was exposed to nothing in her home, she was gone in 2 months because that tumor must have been building and building, probably for 5 years, maybe more. And we are not aware. We're not aware of the blood clots forming. We're not aware of the cancers that are forming. We're not aware of the radiation damage that is occurring because most people don't feel it. They're not even in their bodies enough to feel it. They may be having trouble sleeping. They may have what's called tinnitus. Okay, ringing in the ears is caused by the frequencies. People can hear the frequencies. Every single wireless frequency is in the ultrasonic range. That means we're getting hit with both ultrasonic radiation and wireless radiation at the same time, electromagnetic radiation. And people can hear the ultrasound. It sounds like a sort of like a high-pitched, mosquito-like, tortured screech that gets louder, you know, at night when it's quiet and can be very, very harmful because people can't sleep. It can really grab your attention and prevent you from sleeping. All right, so there's issues with sleep. There's issues with hearing. There's issues with heart problems, you know, heart skipping beats, hearts beating very, very fast, hearts beating too slow, blood pressure issues, skin problems, if you've got chronic rashes that won't go away, balance problems, muscle cramps, memory issues, brain fog, nausea, dizziness. I could go on. I could go on for the rest of the show with the symptoms that are caused by this radiation. And the medical establishment will never tell you it's the radiation. But that's what it is. It's the frequencies. These are radiation emitting frequencies that are being created in a lab. And no, this radiation is not the same as the radiation coming from our sun. It is completely different energy. The sun's radiation is designed to give life to the earth. It's designed to warm the earth. It's designed to help the earth be healthy, to trigger health. You know, that's for millions of years, all living things depended on the sun's radiation to survive and to have well-being. And suddenly, you know, the toxic radiation industry, which is mostly medically controlled, has convinced us that we should be afraid of the sun and put, you know, lather on toxic chemicals all over our body to prevent the sun's radiation from touching us, but that these wireless devices and their radiation are perfectly safe. Friends, everything has been turned on its head. Everything. Everything that comes out of the mouth of the medical establishment and the radiation industry is a lie. None of this is safe. All of it is noxious. And I ask people to please take this issue seriously. If you are living near a cell tower, move. Get out. Get away from the energy. The only, you know, there's only two solutions. It's not going to help you to buy a little sticker that you put on your phone or your Wi-Fi router. This is total bunk. None of these devices do anything to lower the radiation levels in your environment. There's only two things that work. You avoid it by getting rid of it, getting your internet wired, like I'm sitting here today on a wired computer talking to you. I don't own a cell phone. Okay, you get everything wired, or you get proper radiation shielding in your home and for your body. Radiation shielded clothes for your body for when you have to go out and into this very, very toxic environment. Those are the only things that work. Okay? If you need more information about this, please email me at JaniceBarcello@yahoo.com or visit my website at birthofanewearth.com and radiationdangers.com. Okay, those are my two websites. I also have a blog, which I'm not going to tell you about because it's extremely hard-hitting, and only people who find it on their own will get that blog address. But I've put out a ton of information. It's all available for you for free, and I highly encourage you to check it out. Sam, do we have a caller? Melissa, are you on the line?
I'm right here. I have a heavy question for you if you're prepared to deal with it. I don't know whether you're trying to stick to a subject or whether you don't feel the need to stick to a subject. So tell me, you know, tell me whether I can change the subject or not.
It depends on what the subject is. I'll tell you.
The first question I'm going to ask you is, you're talking about cell phones.
Yeah.
So I think you know what a flip phone is, yes?
What?
Yes?
Yes, I know exactly what a flip phone is, hon.
Okay. So my question is, does it make a difference whether you use a flip phone or not? Because flip phones tend to be a little dilapidated. They tend to be either in 3G or the 4G. So does that make any difference whether you're using a flip phone or not?
It will make a slight difference in the sense that the flip phones tend to pulse less than the iPhones. So with the iPhones, you're going to have a constant microwave pulse coming out of the phone every 30, 40, 50 seconds, something like that. And these pulses are what's the most biologically damaging. Okay, because it's like having a jackhammer attack your nervous system, attack the electrical signaling of your body. So the iPhones are incredibly noxious. And you can't really even, you know, putting them on airplane mode helps a little bit. And the 3G flip phones are kind of like an iPhone is like on airplane mode. It's a little better, but not by much. And when you're talking on a call, it will always, always be in the red on any radiation, you know, EMF meter that you purchase. Whenever you make a call, whenever you send a text or receive a text, the energy will be at the highest level on the EMF meters, indicating extreme danger. So my personal opinion, and this is the way I've gotten around it, I don't use a cell phone, I don't own a cell phone. I bought a Skype telephone number, and it's about $18 for 3 months. It's so cheap. People can call me on that Skype phone number and leave a message if I'm not online, and I will call them back when I am online. I'm not available 24/7, and they can also send text messages that will come out on my Skype as if I was getting a message Skype to Skype. So that has worked for me to make my calls from a wired computer when I'm online from Skype. You can also, of course, buy a landline and buy a telephone that has a cord instead of a cordless telephone. Because the cordless telephones are even worse than the cell phones. It's very, and the baby monitors are the worst of the worst of everything. In terms of radiation levels, they're trying to kill the babies, and we're going to get into this. Okay? They really are trying to kill
the children. Let me use it as a conduit for what else I intended to ask you, because I'm kind of wondering if there is a link here, okay? Because I wanted to ask you about the abortion and the birth control industry, but if you'd rather me hold off and ask you some other time or ask you by email, that's okay. So should I proceed with the question?
The abortion industry is a fundamental component of the medical establishment, which is satanic, so I'm open to hearing your question.
Okay, well, here's the question. I believe that the abortion industry, like any industry, has raw material, R-A-W, raw material, okay? And the abortion industry needs unplanned pregnancies. They need unplanned pregnancies in order to operate, in order to have something to work with.
That's right.
So I'm trying to look into this, but I can say that there's a lot on the internet about it, but not everything makes it onto the internet. So my question is there a link between the birth control industry and the abortion industry? And I have to wonder if birth control is intentionally ineffective so that you have unplanned pregnancies as a result.
No, I don't think so. I don't know whether they're probably interrelated because the same cult is behind it. It's to try to prevent us from having children is the goal. And birth control was introduced in the 1960s, and that's when the birth rates started seriously dropping naturally. But the birth control pill works through a change in hormones, and it works through a change in pheromone preference, so that people will end up with a wrong partner, meaning it really changes who you're attracted to when you're on birth control pills. And you're
so it changes your chemistry, and it causes you to be attracted to somebody who you wouldn't be attracted to?
Yeah, you'd be otherwise repulsed by. Seriously, this is what birth control pills do. And this information is in my birth trauma book. I think it's in the birth trauma book about, because I've written 3 books and I get confused. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's in the birth trauma book in the section where I talk about pheromones and not just what pheromones are doing, but circumcision is also doing this, because circumcision cuts out the apocrine glands, which give off pheromone information to let people know, you know, if this person is an appropriate match. Pheromones work through the olfactory system. the system of smell. And, you know, smell is very important to identify an appropriate partner. Absolutely important. If the person doesn't smell right to us, then we know automatically this is not an appropriate immunological match for us, you know. So they're doing everything they can through perfumes, colognes, the birth control pills, the circumcision, all kinds of things to distort who we are attracted to, so that we will end up in false unions, making children with these people that we don't really want to be with. And a lot of these people, in this case, a lot of these people will have abortions, which will feed the abortion industry, you know, which is a front for human sacrifice, right? Where women are willing to sacrifice their children to the satanic forces. And of
course, you know what? Yeah, well, let me just make a quick comment about that. You know, if you ever go to the abortion offices and beg and plead with the girls going in not to go through with the procedure, if you've ever done that, you will hear, you know, some religious fanatics, call them what you like, you know, yelling and screaming that this is Satan's house and you're going to hell and all of that stuff. But the abstract from that is the tiny little takeaway part of it is that it's not really fair. I don't know what kind of link you want to make to this, but
I want you to hurry up, Melissa. Please hurry up and get to the point.
I was just going to say that abortion and Satanism are linked because Satanists do practice abortion in their rituals.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, yes, so that's what I was going to mention about that.
Well, that's what I just said. It's satanic. It's satanic human sacrifice. Human sacrifice has been going on for centuries with this cult. It's all over the Bible, dear friends. The God that most people are worshiping commands human sacrifice. I'm going to be right up front about this. And really gets off on animal sacrifice as well. So we are in a satanic society. Melissa, I don't know if you have a direct question. We've got somebody else waiting.
Okay, so what you're saying about the link between the abortion industry and the birth control industry, what are you saying about that, please?
I think I've said it. We're dealing with a satanic cult that seeks to harvest the energy of our children one way or the other. If they can get you hooked up in a false union and get you to abort your baby, that's one way. If you end up in a union and you stay in the union, even though it's false, and you make a baby and you go through with the pregnancy, where I want to talk about this, okay, your baby's going to end up in their hands somehow if you go for prenatal care or hospital birth. These are occult forces that are in charge of trying to harvest your children, the energy of your children. And not only that, but trying to get the babies who were initially trying to incarnate to get out of their bodies to make room for demonic entities to come into those bodies through the abusive protocols of hospital birth, which induced dissociation. As a matter of fact, dissociation is happening in the womb through ultrasonic abuse. We got to go to commercial, folks. Mandy, I'll get you on the call in. Thanks for calling in, Melissa.
We welcome this new day on planet Earth. We are the ones we've been waiting. We are not waiting anymore. The time is now and we are here. Embrace deep love, releasing fear. Embrace deep love, releasing fear. Releasing fear.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio. I'm Janice Barcello here at Republic Broadcast Network. We are totally listener supported, so please do send donations to support the station. It would mean so much. We had a caller named Andy wanting to ask a question. Andy, are you
Hello?
On the line?
This is Charlie in Florida.
Okay, Charlie, did you want to ask a question?
Yes. It's very good to have you on here. Are you going to be the new show that's going to be on every Saturday?
Yes, sir. I do believe that's the case.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm so glad to hear somebody that has... it sounds like a lot of the things you're saying are pretty much in line with some of the things I've been saying. One of my questions is what about something that... I pretty much get the wireless thing, but I'm just wondering, would something as simple as like a wireless mouse, would that be cause problems as well?
Yeah. Seriously, yes, it will cause a problem. Yes, anything wireless. Yeah, because you're going to have it in the red. I mean, I'm serious. These devices are really bad. The best thing people can do is go out and buy an EMF meter. If you've got $200, in the U.S., I think they're about $180. And it's called the Acousticom 2, A-C-O-U-S-T-I-C-O-M, Acousticom 2. You can get it on Amazon, and you can get it at a number of places for about $180. And this will tell you what's going on in your environment. It is very easy to use. It is highly accurate. It also has sound. So when you get closer to the device that's causing the problem, the noise will go up. You'll be able to identify in large part where the problems are coming from. Of course, it helps to hire somebody like me. Let me put it this way. I did a webinar on this recently where I walked people through how to make the changes in their home. That webinar is listed on my website. I forgot what it's called, but it's got to do with are wireless devices safe and how to create a radiation-safe environment in your home. And you can purchase the MP4 to get the information. And then with that also comes a list of the devices that would benefit you to purchase in order to shield your home and protect your home and get your, you know, get yourself and your family protected from this energy. But you've got to get a meter.
That's really interesting because I've pretty well got everything hard on my phone. I mean, as far as my internet, but and all that kind of stuff. But I'm not using a router, a wireless router or anything. But I did have this, was using this little wireless mouse, and I wanted to just see if that would be bad enough to cause problems. And it looks like my suspicion is correct. I also wanted to make a comment and ask you about this. It's very interesting about what you're saying about the pill. I had not heard any of this about causing pheromones and things to change in a woman to make her seek after a mate that she wouldn't normally seek after. And I don't know, are you aware? You probably are, it sounds like, of Dr. Cohen.
Yeah.
He is, yes, and he's done some research into how these radio waves over a period of time have, like going all the way back to smallpox, I think, and shortwave radios, how the radio frequencies have been affecting us all along, basically, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
wondering how, if you agree with some of the things he says, and do you think that could be part of the problems that we're facing now with these 5G, 6G, and these shots?
We've been
working with them.
We've been facing this problem for 100 years. So what Dr. Cohen is referring to also is the work of Arthur Furstenberg, who's written a book called The Invisible Rainbow. And in that book, Arthur documents very clearly that the Spanish flu was not Spanish. And it, although he says it's a flu, it wasn't a flu. It was radiation sickness. It started on military bases where they were rolling out wireless telegraphy, and then it moved around the world on military ships where they were using wireless devices. And so we have had a cover-up for more than 100 years of what this energy has been doing, not just to people, but to the insects are disappearing, the birds are dropping dead out of the sky, plants are dying, pets are dying, animals of all kinds are being affected. Trees are burning up, okay, and people are saying it's the chemtrails. It's the radiation in combination with the fact that the chemtrails are trapping the radiation inside between the ionosphere and the Earth. We are literally in a microwave oven right now because of all the towers and because of all the wireless devices. There is no flu. The flu is microwave sickness. The flu is radiation sickness. And if you start getting the flu out of nowhere, and especially if you start getting the flu more than once in a year, you are going to go down from the radiation if you don't address it in your home. And that includes moving if you need to get away from towers. I never expected the call to go in, the show to go in this direction today. But this is where we're going, and this is what people need to hear. So we have several other callers. I'm hoping not to be
too
early. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much. You're very, very succinct. I'm so glad to have you on here.
Okay, you take care. Andy, you've been waiting, and then I'm going to take Rick from Pennsylvania. Andy. Are you on the line?
Hey, there we go. Finally, Andy is on the show. Hey, welcome to RBN, your breath of fresh air. They've been making some moves on this network that has been crucial to, you know, but you're just a great great addition. So my question to you is, okay, so I got a smartphone, I don't know, about 6 years ago, and, you know, I didn't think nothing of it, you know, being naive to the idea of radiation and whatnot, but I kept carrying it in my back pocket, my left back pocket and stuff. And then I had a little recent bout with the hospital last September, and since I got out of the hospital, I still am using my cell phone because it's, you know, my connection to RBN and whatnot. And all of a sudden I developed a hip problem.
Yep.
A hip problem, and it started in my left hip, and then it's worked to my right hip, even though I don't carry my phone in my right hip. And then it's also worked into the middle of my back, the lower part of my back. Do you have any idea what kind of damage I've done using this phone? Because I'm pretty sure it's from the phone.
It's from the phone. It's damaging your bones. Literally, it's burning the bones.
So my antidote to that is to just get rid of the phone, or at least put it in a Faraday cage when I got it in my pocket or something?
You should never carry it on your body, ever. And always carry it in a Faraday pocket if you're going to carry it with you when it's not in you. See, you got to understand, bones are crystalline in nature. They will absorb the frequencies. Not only, you know, you could also get prostate cancer carrying your phone back there. And if you carry it in the pocket, it'll destroy your sperm.
Oh, no. All right, so you were saying that all flus are radio waves and whatnot. That would explain the Spanish flu, because at the time of the Spanish flu, they turned on AKA radar, and they also started getting radio waves and whatnot. And so they came up with a vaccine, and they said the military spread all this stuff, and they shot up all the people, and all these people started dying from the vaccine. But again, it was just radio waves. And I'll just say this, and I'll get off the phone because you got other callers. But, you know, when COVID first came out, I was in Phila, California, took a trip to Las Vegas to do some work for somebody in a house, painting and whatnot. And within 2 days, I was stricken with a severe amount, and it was in Las Vegas, which is just like Orlando. It's one of the first cities that were put together with 5G, and so I was only there for 8 days, and I came back, and I was sick for the entire time. I had to keep taking Advil and stuff to keep the temperature down. I was able to work and whatnot, but then I came back to Philan, and I was still sick for another 8 days or so, and even had a hard time breathing and stuff. So everything they said that COVID was is exactly what I kind of got. But yeah. Again, I understood that Las Vegas was one of the first 5G cities put together, because why not? That's where everybody goes. People around the world go there. So, I mean, yeah, it is a real sickness, but it didn't come from Wuhan.
It comes from the radiation. I want to explain that 5G works on beam forming, okay? It's a directed energy weapon, which means they have these small cells that are always moving around looking for a device to lock onto. And once the small cell locks onto the device, it will send a beam of radiation, okay, like a laser.
Yep.
So it's a problem if that beam happens to go through your body. A much bigger problem, in my opinion, is the chronic 24/7 exposure to the radiation from 4G and 4G light, because people are not getting out of it. They're not even wise enough to unplug their Wi-Fi at night and shut their phones off. They are chronically exposed to radiation 24/7. And
hey, So one more question. So if I take my phone out of my back pocket, or I put it in a Faraday cage, or I just turn it off, or I throw it away, will my bone degeneration, will that heal, you think?
Well,
I don't know my body, but do you think it will?
I don't know your body. And if I was you, I would, you know, use certain supplements to rebuild your bones, because your bones have been under assault for however long you've been keeping the phone in that back pocket.
Yeah, 6 years.
So you need to read up on supplements that will help you rebuild your bones. And I would go to a chiropractor to confirm that there is, you know, deterioration of the bone structure. This is why we're seeing babies with, like, no bones in their head. They have no bones around their brain and stuff like this. Microcephaly and all kinds of bone disorders in the head, because they're being chronically exposed to radiation from their parents' use of the devices and ultrasound beams blasting at their heads and their genitals. Of course they're going to be infertile. Now these kids are 20 years old, 25 years old, they can't have babies. They're infertile because of the radiation.
Well, hey, I'll tell you what. Hey, you keep up the good work, and I'm sure I'm going to have some more questions for you. You're doing an awesome job, and welcome to RBN, and thank you so much for your advice. I appreciate it.
So much. I appreciate you calling in, Andy. Next up is Rick, and then we'll have Paul in New York. I didn't expect.
Hi there.
Hello, Rick.
Hi there. Denise, am I coming in scratchy?
You're coming in as if you're on a cell phone, Rick.
Baby, you know, I should be ashamed. Yes, but, you know, in this day and age, talking about what Andy was talking about, Janice, I wonder, you know, our bodies do repair itself. I mean, even damage like osteoporosis to our bones, so especially with a chiropractor's direction, the beautiful thing is the Creator makes our body, presuming we get good clean food and good clean water and clean air, it really does, you know, repair the damage from whatever source.
This is a very important point that you're making, Rick. The body will seek to repair radiation damage, especially during sleep. So if you can get yourself into a clean environment while you're sleeping, your body will begin to repair some of the radiation damage. Some of it will not be able to repair, depending on your length of exposure, how much genetic damage may have occurred, but your body will always seek to repair itself, as you said. And this is the most important reason why people should be sleeping in a clean environment, to give the body a chance to repair. So thank you for
very nice. Oh, by all means. And yeah, it just reminds me of one of those rock and roll songs. You know how I love the rock and roll. The guys sing, yeah, we've seen the damage done, and sometimes it's hard for even the creatorist to repair in a short amount of time. Janice, just like Andy, I wish to welcome you to RBN, and thank you for bringing great ideas out. And one of these days, I'm going to take your advice and use this cell phone much less often. But thank you, and I'm wishing you well.
Well, God bless you, Rick. Thank you so much, and when you're ready, take a sledgehammer to that device.
You know how I love sledgehammering things.
I know you do. So Rick is a friend of mine, to everybody out there. So please take out that sledgehammer and use it appropriately on this noxious weapon that they've convinced everybody to put in their hands. And God bless you, my brother. We'll talk again. Okay, we've got Paul from New York.
There's the telltale beep. I must be on the air.
Hello, dear Paul. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm good, thank you. It was a nice surprise hearing you on RBN this morning. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do I know you, Paul?
No. I check into RBN every now and then, and I've kind of gotten used to some of the hosts and things like that. And I'm always excited to see a new host, particularly one with a show that's geared the way your show is. And I have just a couple of things. Yes, there has been, it's like a stair step effect, all the way from the Spanish flu, which I don't even want to call it the Spanish flu because it really wasn't. You're right. Every time a new frequency band is opened, every single time a new radio technology is advanced, like when we went from black and white to color TV, when we went from AM to FM, and when we went to digital TV, every time there was a change or an advance in technology, illnesses were on the rise.
That's right.
They stepped up, and then they leveled off because people got accustomed, bodies got accustomed to that radiation, so they weren't getting as sick anymore. But the body will repair damage, you know, whether you recognize it or not. But unless you're getting like whole food, unless you're right on with your nutrition, like your bone strength, bone broth is a good thing. You know, put bone broth in your diet. Natural, organic, non-GMO foods, high in chlorophyll, rebuild your blood. That's a very good thing. Detoxification, detoxing organs. You can use bentonite clay is a great detox. So is charcoal, activated charcoal, great detox.
These are great things to
get. You cannot rebuild a body that does not take in the nutrition it requires for fuel for that repair. It's like trying to repair a fence post with a cardboard box as a raw material. It isn't going to work.
I will share from personal experience that somebody that's been eating organic for over 25 years and doing the detox work, that was not enough to prevent me from going down. This shit almost took my life. Okay, the radiation almost killed me. And I had been doing everything right and considered myself extremely healthy, very conscious, you know, but I came very close to death's door because of this stuff. So I'm not poo-pooing what you're saying, Paul, because everything you just said is right on. People need to do this. People need to be, my personal opinion, putting your body as priority number one, because if you do not take care of your body and you don't have health, you're not going to have much of anything else in your life if you don't have health. So what you're saying is very, very important, what you shared, and it's not enough to take care of this issue. We have to get rid of the radiation. It's critically important.
There is one more thing that I wanted to add. Glutathione. Yeah. Learn it, live it, believe it, because it is a very, very powerful antioxidant. It will help you to deal with some of the things that you're dealing with. And if you don't believe that your cell phone is the problem, just sit and hold your cell phone in your hand for a few minutes and actually just be conscious of how your hand feels.
That's right.
You know, that hand will start to cramp up. You'll start to feel pain in your joints. You'll start to feel a discomfort in that hand that doesn't exist in the other hand. You can prove it to yourself.
You may feel a tingling. You may feel heat. You may get headaches after you make a call. There's all kinds of symptoms that people are having. You know, your blood vessels will restrict when you're talking on the phone or on Wi-Fi, and this will give you a headache because you're not getting any blood or oxygen to the brain because your blood vessels are all constricted.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
So get an EMF meter.
Yes.
But before you get, because you're going to need that to detox your environment or figure out how bad your environment is.
That's
but
right.
In the meanwhile, just put your phone in your hand and prove it to yourself that that phone is damaging. You can do that while you're waiting for Amazon to ship it to you or whatever.
That's what
that was all I wanted. I wanted to welcome you to RBN. You are such a joy to listen to, and I am loving this program.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. It means a lot to me to have all you men calling and saying this. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it, Paul. By the way, I'm from New York. That's why I asked if I know you.
Oh, yeah, I'm up in the Adirondack region. I don't know where you were.
I was on Long Island, but that's history. I'm not there anymore. I'm not there anymore, and I'm not telling where I'm at. But anyway, okay. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, so that's it for the callers today because we're almost out of time. Friends, I had no idea that the show was going to take that direction. I had a completely different plan for the show. But just like all the times when I was teaching, I used to teach at the university level in New York at Stony Brook. I am the kind of quote-unquote teacher that lets the students guide the conversation and let me know what they want to talk about, what's important to them, what is up for them. And that's why I love it when people call in and ask questions and make comments. This way we can gear the information towards your needs and what you are interested to know about. I think the information I have about the medical establishment and about pregnancy and childbirth are critical. Also, the information on pornography. I just did a webinar on pornography recently, and that webinar is also listed on my website at birthofanewearth.com. So you can get the MP4. But the information I have about this stuff is so important if our people are going to continue. There is an attempted genocide occurring right now, and many, many bloodlines are going to come to an end. This is especially true if we do not get on the radiation issue immediately. And so if we want our bloodlines to continue, we want to do this in the best way possible, to start bringing babies in the best way possible, in the most healthy way possible, and from my heart, in a way that is closest to the Creator's design, that is based on love, the restoration of love on this earth, and of family bonding, of enduring human love with bonded, healthy families. This is the core foundation of any healthy society. And it is my heart's wish to see this earth become a flourishing garden filled with happy, healthy children living within happy, healthy families and parents that really love each other. They're really meant to be together. This is true unions. And children who have a connection with the divine mind, who are not separated from source because of all the trauma that they've been through. I hear the music. That means the show is coming to a close. This is my first one, and God bless you all. I'm looking forward to being back next Saturday. Thank you, RBN. Please don't forget to donate to the station, folks. Bye for now.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is really on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.